Thank you for joining our podcast. We hope that this message will both teach and encourage you. Here's today's message.
I believe He will give us more grace. He's got plenty of it. More grace than we ever call upon. Lord, today, thank You for Your grace. It's available to me. Yeah. I just say, Lord, thank You for Your grace, and I want more of it today because I need it with every decision that I make, with every hurt in my body. Lord, thank You for Your grace because by it, You send Your healing. You send Your presence. You send Your answered prayers through His grace. Isn't that wonderful? All right. Well, let's just have an opening prayer. Lord, we just thank You for Your grace. Thank You for Your presence. Thank You for Your word. Thank You that You have given us exactly everything that we need, Lord. Just like the birds of the air, Jesus said, hey, You take care of them. You give them everything they need. You are their provider. So just like them, Lord, You're our provider. We thank You for that, Lord. You watch over us. You keep us safe. You keep us protected. And you just keep us walking in Christ's footsteps. Thank You, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Oh, there we go. Does anybody know that scripture? Yeah. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Does that include you? Yeah. Everything that's breathing. The Bible says even trees of the fields clap their hands. Yeah. So I just thought this would be a good subject today because I think about it a lot, about praising God. And there was a time that I thought, you know, how insecure is God that He needs all that praise? Well, let me ask you a question. How insecure are you because you like it when your children praise you? Does that mean you're insecure? No. That's just the way it works. We're so glad that when a child of ours or anybody, a friend, says, I just want to say thank you. Makes you feel so good. Yeah. The Bible says your children will rise up and praise you. So we're glad for that. And God is a heavenly Father. He enjoys the praises of His people. But there's an aspect of it that the praise, our praise to God, comes back to bless us. One time a person accidentally thanked me for something that I didn't do. Oh, Pastor, thank you for that. And I go, and inside I was going, I don't think I did that. I really don't think I need to be thanked since I didn't do it. But you know what? I felt good when I was thanked. Don't you feel good when somebody thanks you even if it's a mistake? Oh, whew, I just feel so good. Exodus 15 says, the Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. This is my God, and I will praise Him. If you noticed in the Bible, there's always a reason for the praise. It's not just a, well, praise the Lord anyway. It can be an empty phrase, can't it? Have you ever gotten a package for your birthday or at Christmas and you opened it up and you're so excited and you look in there and there's nothing there? Yeah, it was an empty present. Well, sometimes that's what happens to God. He gets these praise the Lords and hallelujahs, and it's just like a present to God. He opens it up, and there's nothing there. But in the Bible, there's always something there. What does it say here? The Lord is my strength and my song. That's why I praise Him. He has become my salvation. He's my God. He watches over me. He keeps me. He loves me. He's got a plan for my life. Yeah. He honors me, blesses me. There's 1,000 reasons why I'm praising the Lord. So in the Bible, there's always content to the praise. So there's something in that box. Deuteronomy 10:21 says, praise Him for He is your God. What if we didn't have a God? Well, there'd be no use to praise Him because God would not be doing anything for you. God is not like the other gods, the Bible says, who can't do anything for the people who believe in them or had created them. That's a shame. How would you like to believe in God all your life, but he never did anything for you? And he couldn't do anything for you because he's just a statue on the desk. Well, God is not a statue. He's a spirit. But just because he's a spirit doesn't mean he can't do anything in the physical realm. God is busy, he's active, and he's powerful, and he can get the job done. How about that? God, we praise you because you can get the job done. Yeah. And you delight in answering our prayers. Exceeding abundantly, what's the rest go? Above all we ask or think. That's what God will do. Well, what about that, Steve? What are you going to do if that's the kind of God you have? I'm going to praise him. Yeah. Psalm 30 says, you have turned my mourning into dancing and clothed me with gladness that my glory may sing praise to you and not be silent. So praise the Lord. How come? Because he turned my mourning into dancing. It's always a reason to praise God. So always be ready. When you get around each other, like at church on Sunday morning, and you just go, well, praise the Lord. What if somebody goes, what for? Are you ready? Be ready. Well, you could say, hey, he answered about 5 prayers of mine this week. That's why I'm praising the Lord. And I have a church I can go to and fellow Christians, believers, where we can get encouragement from each other. There's a lot to praise God for every day. And on Sunday, we just take all that praise, gather it all up that we've been thinking about all week, and we just come to church, and then we just spread it everywhere. All right, so Isaiah 41 says, rain is symbolic of blessing and increase. Well, I don't think it's supposed to be that scripture. This is just a statement. It's symbolic of blessing and increase, flourishing, prosperity, blessing and favor. And throughout the Bible, that's what I'm saying, is that rain is symbolic of that. So, in the natural realm, if y'all have ever studied rain and how it happens, rain doesn't begin in the clouds, it begins on the ground. So you know how rain forms. Sun shines on the water, water, vapors condense, they rise up, vapors rise and form a cloud. So that's how. Now, if there's a little cloud and there's some vapors that rise up, it might only mist or it might only be a light rain. But when there's a lot of those vapors that go up, the cloud gets so heavy, it starts a downpour if it gets enough. And then there's this downpour of rain. You know what? That's exciting to me. Because that lets me know a principle is that the blessings of God do not begin in heaven. They begin on the earth for us to access the goodness of God. Yeah. So let your vapors of praise rise up. And it's your cloud up there that you're seeding with the vapors. And when there gets to be enough of that praise, the cloud just gets too heavy with that condensation. And what happens? It starts raining. So don't just say, oh, God knows my needs. Oh, he'll take care of it. You're not seeding your clouds. It's the praise. It's the vapors that go up from your mouth, from your lips, that fills up your cloud with rain, which is symbolic of blessing and prosperity and healing and all the goodness of God. So my point is, you're a part of the miracle. You're an indispensable, instrumental too. You're indispensable. Yeah. If you don't praise him, what can God do? You probably know this by now, but God does not answer complaints. Someone said that prayer is a nice way of complaining. Why? We start telling God all of our problems. Did you know God already knows your problems? So why tell God your problems when He already knows them? Why not just start off your prayer with, God, you know, but I thank you that you're bigger than all of my problems. And I'm going to start talking to my problems about how big God is. So I'm not going to magnify my problems before God. I'm going to magnify God above my problems. So you tell your problems, you stay down there. I've got a big God up here, and He can take care of them. You're out of here, because I'm going to start praising God for the answer and for the solution. Throughout the Bible, several times, there were droughts in the land. What happened? People started praising God. Instead of saying, oh, God, it hasn't rained in 3.5 years. What are we going to do? Oh. God's up there going, come on, I can't make anything out of that. There's no rain. You've got to seed your clouds with the vapors of praise. So you might say, well, I do praise God. I must have said it 10 times at church last Sunday. But that doesn't count nearly as much as praising God during the week for small things and large things as well. Yeah. Every time that we bless our food and we wake up in the morning, we bless our food, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, if we have dinner. Can you thank God for cereal? Well, we do. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. For this little snack. So, yeah, we often put it this way. All we have needed, thy hand hath provided. So we honor God every time that He has provided. Have you ever thanked God when you got out of your car and went back in the house from a trip and said, thank you, Lord, for my safe trip? Yeah, that is a miracle. Thank you, Lord. And when we get in our car and we start out, we often say, God, protect us. You promised to do that, so we're just tapping into that. And also, Holy Spirit, alert us to danger. Yeah, so we'll be ready to react and avoid a problem. So get specific. Thank Him for your job, your children, your spouse, your pastor, your house, your food, your safe trip. Now I'm going to open it up. So name some other things that you could thank God for on a typical day. Your health. What? Yes. What else? Oh, repeat it. A good night's sleep. Church family? Family? Church family? How about Jesus sent us the Holy Spirit to live within? Boys, if nothing else is happening today, that's happening. Thank you, Jesus. Any others? Name some other things. Just the beauty of God's creation. We're alive. We have breath. Yeah, that's right. Hurricanes going somewhere else. We can pray for them. We're not just saying, oh, thank God it's not us. We also pray for them. Yeah, we're safe. Yes. How about that? We live in Texas. Have you ever praised God for that? I really do. I'm often, Lord, thank you that I live in Texas and I live in Fort Worth. That's an extra blessing. Yeah. Anyway, thank you that you have transportation. How about a roof over your head? Furniture. Yeah, well, you just go on and on. So that's so much to thank God for and to praise Him for. And it's just like your children. The more they praise you, the more they thank you, what do you want to do for them? More and more. Yeah. So you don't have to wait for the blessing, or you don't have to wait for God to get the idea. You get the idea of what you need and begin to praise God that He's the answer to that. He's the provision for your need. Don't wait for your circumstances to just improve. Praise Him in the middle of a drought. That's not so easy, is it? Have you ever complained because it hadn't rained in a long time? I have. My wife can tell you. Oh, you too? I don't know. You usually stay more positive than I do. You know, you look at your radar and here comes a cloud and you're going, yay, it's fixing to rain. All of a sudden it fizzles out. Ooh, there could be a spiritual lesson there about our praises. Maybe our praises fizzled out. So sometimes the rain does that and then you complain about it. So praise Him in the middle of a drought. Praise Him in the middle of your need. And just say, yes, I have a need. God, You know it, but it's up to me to thank You and to stand on Your promises and to believe all the way to the answer. Paul said he was content. Now, how much did Paul have? You know, the Bible never talks about his house. He's always traveling. Yeah, he's traveling. He got beat up almost in almost every town that he went to. Yeah, thrown out of the city. Has anybody ever gotten thrown out of Lake Worth? No. No, that hasn't happened. But if you did, what should you do? Praise God. Hey, I was preaching the gospel, got thrown out of the city. Wow. And then what did Paul do when he got beat up and thrown out of the city? Do y'all remember? He went back in. Wow. He said, maybe that just means that's the place I'm supposed to be. There's a lot of need in this city. They need to hear the gospel. I'm going to keep preaching it. Well, what if they kill you? I'll just go to heaven. I'll be with Jesus. Don't threaten me with heaven. So here's a neat story from the Bible. You're well aware of it. We call it the feeding of the 5,000, but there actually were about 15,000. When it said 5,000, it was just counting the men, and there's families with all the men. So I call it the feeding of the 15,000. Now, here's the point. There wasn't enough food. Nobody thought, I guess they didn't know they were going to be there all day, but they didn't bring anything with them. So there was a little boy that had 5 loaves, 2 fishes. Okay. Was that enough? No. Have you ever told God, this is not enough. I don't have enough. I don't know if I can pay my bills. There's not enough. Okay. There wasn't enough that day either. 5 loaves, 2 fishes. Jesus blessed what was not enough. And that's when the miracle happened. He blessed that food. And it began to multiply as they handed it, as they shared it with each other. It never ran out. Wow. You know, I've experienced a few things like that in my life where the spaghetti didn't run out. The pancakes didn't run out. Yeah, I even made an announcement. I said, hey, everybody, I don't think I made enough pancakes for everybody. So I was fixing to say, you maybe you ought to just take half of one so there's enough. But I didn't say that. Turns out there were pancakes left over. I don't know how that happened. So the 5 loaves, 2 fishes could have been, yeah, 2 pieces of bacon and 5 pancakes. I don't know. But just thank God it's enough. Bless it, Lord, and it will multiply. And it doesn't just happen for Jesus. Remember, everything that Jesus did and taught us, He did it so that we could also do it. Yeah, so we can bless the food. We can thank Him. We can praise Him. Don't send up hot air, but praise vapors. So the Bible says God inhabits the praises of His people. Here's another translation of that. God gets involved personally with the praises of His people. So He's not just up in heaven saying, woo, yippee. He's thinking, how can I bless them? Because they're just fixing to unlock a downpour of My blessings because they didn't complain, even though they had some things to complain about. They didn't. They didn't complain because that doesn't seed their clouds. There's nothing to rain down. There's no cloud that is formed. God gets involved with the praises of his people. Paul and Silas in Acts 16, you know, they were thrown in prison. Not just in a Andy Griffith, Barney Fife jail. No. And Aunt B brings you the food. No. This is like the dungeon. And it was like the worst place, the deepest place in there. This is what you might call maximum security. And they weren't just put in there and then locked the door. No, hands and feet in stocks. So not only are you in prison and the door's locked, but you're also tied up. Well, so what did Paul and Silas do? They complained because they had been there for 3 hours and their pastor had not come to see them. No, that's not. It said about midnight, they were singing praise to God. None of the other prisoners were, but none of the other prisoners had, they didn't know what to do. They didn't know what praising God was. They didn't know how to ask God for something. And what's neat is, Paul and Silas were not asking God for anything. They were just praising him that he's a God that gets involved with their problems and their circumstances. They figured, you know what, God? You put us in here you allowed this to happen. You allowed this to happen for some reason, so we're just going to praise you. And if we're going to stay here longer, that's okay. Like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they said, God can deliver us, but if he doesn't, we're still going to praise him. There's still so much to praise God for. If things are not personally going your way, there's lots to praise God for. So, God knows your problems. No need to tell him how bad it is. He knows. Tell God how much bigger he is than your problems. So what is praise? It's bragging on God. It's thanksgiving to God. The Bible says, enter his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. The way I like to say it is we thank our way into praising God. When you start thinking, oh God, you did this, thank you. God, you moved here, you did this, you kept me safe, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, oh man, I praise you. Yeah, it leads right into praise. So think of it this way, you are the rainmaker. Yeah, you're tapping into the blessings of God, the promises of God, the word of God. God knows your situation, but it's up to you to send the praises up to him. And God cannot resist a praiser that will not shut up. Jonah praised God. Where was he when he praised God? In the belly of the whale. Would he might have had something to complain about? I just got eaten by a big fish. Yeah, I'm going to die here. What? Yeah. So, acknowledge God's goodness, his blessings, and his plan for our lives. There was a tribe in Oklahoma of Indians that actually got pretty famous because people would come and ask them, if it hadn't rained in a while, would you Indians do a rain dance for us? Well, they asked him because many times it worked, and we don't know how it worked. So they finally asked the old chief, they said, hey, how does that work? How can you actually cause it to rain just because you danced? He said, our dancing doesn't make it rain. We dance until it rains. How about you? Are you going to praise God until it rains? Mm-hmm. So your praise to God is indispensable. Hey, I said it that time. Got it right. So I already gave these examples. I guess I left out Job. But Job began to praise God, and did he have some troubles? Oh, he had many problems and troubles. Seemed insurmountable. But he said, yet will I praise you. So if you lose everything, you haven't lost until you lose your praise. You haven't lost until you lose your praise. So God, I know you have plans for good for me and a bright future, not disaster or defeat. That's a good prayer right there. You're reminding yourself, but you're letting God know what's in your heart and where your faith is. So in the midst of a battle, a challenge, an adverse circumstance, declare that God is turning it around. Daniel prayed for 21 days. He kept praying. He didn't pray the second day and say, oh, God, I guess you didn't hear me. Let me just pray a little bit louder. Or the third day, God, you haven't done anything yet, so I guess I might as well forget it because you don't want to do it. No, he kept up his prayer, kept up his praise, kept calling on God to turn it around because of your prayers, your praise, and your faith. All right, skip the man in the funny papers. Okay, one more illustration. Battle of Jericho. Okay, y'all know the story. But Joshua got a word from the Lord, and he said, what we're going to do is we're going to march around the city. Well, see, they couldn't just go in and engage the city of Jericho and the army there. The story goes that their walls were so thick that you could actually ride a chariot on top of them. So they were very thick walls. How are we going to get in? How can we do this? And Joshua said, God's going to do it. So the plan was march around the city, keep on marching, keep on praising God. And then on the seventh day, what were they to do? Shout. Shout of praise. That's what did it. Yeah. Nothing happened for 6 days. But on the seventh day, they were instructed to all shout at the same time. And God had done things like that before, magnifying the sound. I believe he magnified the sound. It probably sounded like 1,000 thunders all at the same time and could have caused an earthquake. I don't know how it happened, but the walls fell down. All right, here we go. Closing prayer. If y'all would like to, pray this prayer with me. God, I don't know how you are going to answer my prayer, but I'm going to pray and then praise you for the answer that's on the way. I will not give up on you because you don't give up on me. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Praise the Lord. Thank you. All right. Well, thank y'all for tuning in on Facebook or YouTube or somewhere. We're glad you tuned in and joined in and participated. The trouble is you don't get to participate in the next part of our service, and that's eating. So we're going to go ahead and sign out now and tell you right now we thank you for tuning in and for all of you that came today. God bless you, and we'll see you next week.